is he aware that as Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Trade, this is a new mandate which has been bestowed upon this ministry, and it is a ministry now which is focusing on reassuring our friends and creating new friends, re-engagement with those who were sitting on the fence before. And then secondly, for that purpose, it is constitutionally provided that it is in pursuance of our national interest. And our primary interest at the moment is economic development and emancipation of our people. And in that regard, we are expecting that our function is going to be attracting foreign direct investment into Zimbabwe, and then also creating markets where products are going to be exported into the world, and which would then direct and stimulate directed productivity within Zimbabwe. And above all, try and attract all the tourists so that we can have a market share of the world's tourist attraction. And this is going to be also in collaboration with also our own people who are in the diaspora. We are going to be enhancing our collaboration, especially through the consular service organization.
While we are on the topic of the people in the diaspora, do you have an official position yet as to how you are going to deal with the millions of Zimbabweans who are outside? Let's talk about maybe in terms of extending voting rights to them, what you are doing to invite them back to Zimbabwe to set up businesses or to contribute in some way or other politically and economically?
Yeah, first of all, in as far as the issue of voting is concerned, we are going to follow the law, what the law says, and we are going to be constitutionally compliant throughout. Secondly, in as far as attracting them back, we are going to be creating an appropriate environment so that our diasporians can then be comfortable to come back home and interact and set up businesses, secure businesses, in a very successful economy of Zimbabwe.
So these are issues that are on the table, but they have not yet been formulated yet.
We are 10 days in office. So these are already issues which I'm indicating and which we are going to be pronouncing as we move forward.
Given that you've got yourself a military background, do you think you'll be welcomed by other countries?
I am a Zimbabwean, and being a Zimbabwean, I've got all the rights of representing my country in any capacity. And therefore, those who would like to interact with us, we are going to do so. But those who are uncomfortable, then that would be unfortunate.
What do you expect to do differently in this ministry?
It's differently. Because already the personalities are different. The His Excellency, the Comrade Mnangagwa, has already indicated through his inaugural speech the direction which the country must be moving towards. And you have already seen the latest budget, which has been pronounced by the Minister of Finance, which is a clear indication of the direction which this government is taking. And the number of policies, reviews which are coming up. So, naturally, it is the same government, some of the government, but it is obviously doing things differently because of the crisis.
On international trade, what are your objectives and how are you going to turn things around?
On international trade, we are opening up all the friends and reassuring the friends that we must double up all the interactions which we have been having and the trade in between the various nations. But with those who had low levels of trade between ourselves, we are saying we have created an environment which is more attractive and we are engaging them. And we are saying re-engagement is going to be our priority so that we can trade with the rest of the world. We need the market share of the world, so that our products can land and we can also get FDI so that our GDP can grow at a phenomenal rate.
What new things shall we hope to see in your ministry?
Efficiency.
Efficiency.
And deliverables, yes.
How do you expect to turn things around in that respect?
There are many issues which we are going to be doing and which are under our plans, and we shall be advising you as we move on.
You haven't traveled outside the country yet. What country or countries are you going to visit first and why?
Remember, foreign policy is an extension of domestic policy. That's why it is important to sort out issues domestically and then start moving out with a concrete and symbiotic message. But we are going to be starting soon, and naturally we'll start with our own vicinity neighborhood.
He has been quoted as criticizing opposition party officials who are on American trip and European trip, saying that your party, your government, needs a little more time to turn things around. But there are those also who believe that ZANU-PF does not change.
It's not an issue about ZANU-PF. We must be responsible citizens. We are all Zimbabweans, and we are not a government of a party. We are a government of all the people of Zimbabwe. And therefore, when there are issues which are which need dialogue, they must be discussed in-house. We don't just say, if we have got certain grievances, 10 days of a government into office, and then we don't really restrict personalities going outside the country. It is not our desire. But we are saying the issues which must be discussed in different forums must be those which resonate with national interest. Because if we are going to accept that a particular government must maintain a certain position where we know that there are sanctions which hurt the people of Zimbabwe, then we are not sure exactly whom are you representing. If you've got a problem, let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we are not saying it's everybody who is in the opposition who is probably doing that. But we are just saying whatever was done by those specific individuals is not in the national interest of the people of Zimbabwe. The people of Zimbabwe want comfort. They want economic development. They want to see all these, their country interacting with all the global nations of the world.